Toby and Josh's Daily Podcast.
K-Rock 955.
And Herbie, oh, feeling a little bit different today because sometimes in life we all have to overcome our fears. You're allowed to be scared of things.
Yep.
But sometimes you just have to overcome them and do what's necessary.
I'm excited to hear this because you've been talking a big game about you becoming a man overnight.
Came a little bit more manly last night. Just, I'm feeling it too. You know, it was almost like a sudden thing, a sudden change in my brain where I became a bit more protective, you know, protecting my household.
Man in the house, taking the reins.
So what is one thing that I'm super scared of?
Spiders.
Spiders, right?
Oh, here we go.
Yeah, and this is a good one. So last night we're going to bed. We're putting away the washing, you know, having a chat. We're about to lie in bed. And we both look up at the ceiling, and there it is. Spider. Massive black spider against a white roof. You could see it.
The fear you would have start to felt.
And then Kat's like, you're going to have to get rid of it. And I was like, oh, what? I was like, fine, I'm going to do it. But then it was like a standoff between me and this spider.
It's just a spider.
Mate, it's a spider. It's massive. I'm telling you.
How big? It's huge.
Oh, it was okay. Massive. I'm going to say at least the size of my hand. Probably bigger.
It was ready to just leap
on you. It was just looking at us. I was like, how did this thing even sneak in? You know, I'm keeping a type shit. And so I've gone, what container can I get? I'm going to have to get a big one. Found a Chinese takeaway container because I needed it to be clear because I needed to see where this thing was at all times. Anyway, you get back. I'm standing on the bed, a little bit off balance because the bed's sort of like, you know, not giving me too much
support. How's Kat at the moment? Is she okay?
She's flustered. She's like, what's going to go? What's happening here? She's scared. Georgie, if she was awake, she would have been, you know, crying.
And Kat's going, thank God I'm with this guy.
This guy
look at him in action at the moment.
You know, I mean, I'm pretty sure, yeah, she was thinking other things. Anyway, so I see it. We're staring at each other. Finally, get it, right? But then there's a little lip, like half the lip was missing.
Oh, no.
And this thing, it was like knocking at the Chinese takeaway. It was like vibrating.
It's like the Hulk under there.
It was vibrating under my hand. You know, like Jurassic Park where the water's rumbling? Yeah. Like, that's exactly what I was feeling through my veins.
We were getting another earthquake.
The blood was just rushing through. I was like, oh, God.
You're still holding it,
then
though?
Then I didn't have a paper. So I was like, oh, I was just wasn't thinking clearly. So I'm sliding this thing right across the ceiling, like trying to get to the nearest wall. But then I've got to obviously let it flip down.
Yeah.
I was like waiting for the opportune time. The little lip, it's like sticking its legs through. It's trying to get out. I'm like, oh, God, what am I going to do? Finally, piece of paper. Kat comes in handy for once. I slide it on. Get to the door. Took me forever to get to the door. I'm walking so slow. Don't want to move.
Yeah.
Keeping this thing calm because it's banging.
It's ready to just fight.
And then, I don't know, it was like an act of God. We got it outside. You know, it's like it's out there. We've closed the door. It's safe now. We're all safe. Everyone's breathing. And the speaker, like all of a sudden my speakers came on.
No, it didn't.
I don't even know how it happened.
You walked back into your bedroom.
I'm strutting. It looks like I'm carrying watermelons under my arms.
No, it doesn't.
Chin to the ceiling.
So, did it pay off then when you went back to the bedroom?
No. Toby and Josh on K-Rock.
Fresh for the drive home. Toby and Josh. Ooh. On K-Rock 955.
Fill in the blank, blank, blank. Welcoming from the newsroom, Louis Zacka. Hello.
Hello. Hello. Hello.
Do you think Josh is looking more manly today?
He's always looking pretty manly.
Well, I can tell you something happened last night, Louis, that just tipped me over the edge.
I don't know. I'm looking at you and see the same man.
We'll talk more about that later on, but you're in here for fill in the blank. So you've got five headlines. You've removed a word. Herbie and I have to work out which one that is. Buzz in after the sentence has been completed.
Names.
Best of five.
As buzzers.
Thank you.
Number one. Blank will receive two lots of $400 from the government.
Herbie, the seniors, old people.
Old people.
Is that so? I'm on the right track, aren't I? Seniors is a good word.
Yeah, you're on the right track, but
it's not. So it's not seniors.
It's not seniors.
Oh,
Oh, so it's, I'm just going to say families.
Over 75s?
No.
What is it?
Aged care workers.
Oh, I knew it was something to do with old people.
Yeah, you're on the right track.
Gosh.
Yeah. But they're resisting calls to upping the pay of aged care workers.
Two payments of $400.
Two lots of $400, but no permanant pay rise, because
that's
in control
nice,
of the
it?
Federal government.
Oh, here you guys go. Here's a gift voucher while we're at it.
Calls my gift card.
That is
buy
ridiculous.
Buy two, get one free. We'll give you the...
And, you know, they expire next month.
Oh, jeez. All right, there you go.
Number two, the number of letters in a Wordle is blank.
Josh. It is 5.
Correct.
Talk happy about Wordle a little later on.
Yeah.
Big craze. Are you into it?
Love it.
Of course.
Your little family group.
When did it really start?
2 weeks ago, I reckon.
Mm. Jeepers. It's taken off then, hasn't
it? A Wordle, guys.
I've been on it for a month, I must admit. But, yeah, about 2 months ago, it really started to...
And when's it going to die off?
As soon as the New York Times start charging.
Ah, mm. Oh, smart one. Okay.
If and when they do, but, yeah.
Yeah, righto.
Wordle sold for a blank figure sum.
Josh. Heavy.
I told you.
Seven.
I told you the figure, didn't digits. I, Josh?
Correct.
Why do I speak to you so much?
Because we literally are in the same room.
Yeah, but I do the talking. You just look at me.
I do. Well, I'm wondering when she's going to stop. Is she going to breathe yet?
All right. To keep the round alive, Herbie, okay. For the win, Josh. Damon Albarn prefers blank to Taylor Swift.
Herbie. Oh. But is he from Blur?
Mm-hmm.
He prefers Blur, song 2, Songwriters. Gosh, jumped in too early.
What is he?
It's Kanye.
Is it a musician?
Yep.
An older musician?
Nope.
Okay. Justin Bieber?
Incorrect.
Who is it?
Billie Eilish.
Ooh.
He tweeted and said he respects Billie... Oh, it was in an interview. He respects Billie Eilish because Taylor Swift doesn't write all of her own songs.
Yeah, I remember this.
I remember the thing.
Yeah, T-Swizz came out and was like, excuse
I
me.
I do. She's actually an incredible songwriter.
Yeah.
Yep. All right, last one.
Final one. It's been blank years since an Australian woman has won the Australian Open.
Josh.
44.
Correct.
Well done, Josh. Well done.
Ash Barty breaking the drought.
How good, though.
Oh.
It was awesome. Did you watch it, Louis?
Yeah.
Yeah, it was a great game to watch live.
And then Nadal to come back.
Heavy didn't watch it. Didn't watch either of them.
Not Josh. It's a sore point, Louis.
Claims to be a big sports fan.
Un-Australian.
Busy that day, were you?
You know the circumstances.
I do. It's so good. Heavy and Josh driving out with K-Rock 955. Good afternoon.
Fresh for the drive home. Heavy and Josh. Ooh. On K-Rock 955.
Voice memos, they've really changed up the way you communicate, because you can text someone, you can call someone, but now you can also send them a quick voice message.
Fun little gimmick, I reckon.
And it has its purpose. And I believe what this one guy has done is he's used a voice memo because he's too filthy with his wife that if he calls her, it's going to turn out to be a big argument.
Yeah, that's right. He's trying to avoid it.
Yeah.
He's trying to be calm
about
the situation.
He just wants to get his point across. And if he sends a text, it's just going to come out too harsh.
Yeah, okay.
So he's gone, this is the only way I can get my message out, because he's not happy with something his wife's done. Have a listen to his voice memo.
I cannot believe how badly you've put those clothes on the rack. Don't bother. There's no point. If you're going to do it that badly, I don't care about the baby. I know it's difficult. Do not ever do it ever again. None of those clothes were ever going to dry because they're all piled on top of each other. And can you explain to me, well, of the clothes you've taken off, there are 4 pairs of socks without a pair. 4 socks, 4 individual socks with no pair. How do you explain that? One of them's mine, 3 of them are his. How do you explain that? How carelessly was it that you took the clothes off the rack in the first place, dumped somewhere in a cupboard somewhere, so these socks are going to appear willy-nilly? It's a disgrace. You're badly trained, ill-mannered, and you should do better.
It's a lot.
It is, isn't it? I mean, she's trying her best.
She's trying to juggle a baby at home and doing the housework.
Obviously, he's having
a bit of tongue in cheek, but you can tell that he is someone that really does get frustrated with the way that clothes can be hung out. And I've had this with housemates before.
Yeah.
They've judged and they've gone, what are you doing, you psycho?
And I know that you're similar.
Well, yes, when it comes to the dishwasher, I can't stand it. Last night, a perfect example. I don't care if you put them in, but there has to be some sort of order to it. Like, you can't have a bowl in this section and then a bowl in another section.
Oh, no, you can.
And then a bowl on the top. No, they all go together. But they go in the bowls literally up in one section.
It's fine. It's all going to get washed.
Fired.
But there's these things that pop up in relationships all the time. So we want to know today on 52232955, how bad is your partner at housework?
Yeah, what can't they do?
What chore really grinds your gears that you want to send a voice memo like that to tell them to never do it again?
You've tried to help them out. You've tried to teach them, but now it's just worth just you do it yourself. Otherwise,
like, everyone come home. I've got a vacuum again.
52232955. What housework can't your partner do? Are they still struggling? We'd love to hear from you. It is Herbie and Josh driving you home on K-Rock. It is Herbie and Josh driving you home on K-Rock at 955.
We're asking the question, 52232955, how bad is your partner at housework after one guy in the UK has left his wife a voice memo? This is what it says.
I cannot believe how badly you've put those clothes on the rack. Don't bother. There's no point.
And he goes on.
It's a sore spot, isn't it? Yeah.
It makes sense. People do get frustrated by little things. But Mick from Werribee, you confess that you're not the greatest at housework, but your wife does something that frustrates you.
Look, I'm a self-proclaimed master procrastinator. Yeah. I will leave everything and not do it. But like, I grew up in rural setting with water wastage and all that.
Yeah.
Like, one of the catch fries growing up was, if it's brown, flush it down. If it's yellow, let it mellow.
Oh, yeah. Absolutely.
Like, we've got to save water where we can. And when my partner washes down the driveway with a hose, I cannot stand it. I'm like, I don't have any hair now, but I'll pull out the hair that I've got. I really do.
I get that too, because why are you washing the driveway? You
know, how dirty is it?
You know what? It's a bit of a job, isn't it?
Well, it's washing the driveway, but then, like, it goes further because then you look at washing the dishes in the sink versus washing them in the dishwasher and how many times you use your washing machine and all that sort of stuff. If you're, like, five towels in a full washing machine and you just go, what a
precious
is it?
So it seems like water's a sore point. Do you have a timer on the shower there, Mick?
I do. I have a very short shower. Yeah. My daughter, that's another story for another day.
Fair enough, too.
Set him off.
It's Herbie and Josh driving you home. K-Rock 955. Good afternoon.
Fresh for the drive home. Herbie and Josh. Ooh. On K-Rock 955.
One guy from North Carolina. He is a very lucky man, all because of a fortune cookie.
Oh, what's he done?
I am a big fan of fortune cookies. It's just fun.
It is a bit of fun, isn't it?
You know, you finish your meal. You normally get them at a Chinese restaurant. You can buy boxes from supermarkets. But you finish your meal and you think, I can't fit anything more in. And then they come around, they offer you a cookie and you think, yes, of course. And sweet little treat.
Because it's an odd shape too. Like, it's a little bit different to just eating a chocolate biscuit.
Yeah.
Like, if that was served at the end, you'd be like, oh, that's weird.
And but it's got a piece of paper in it.
That's right. Exactly right. You get it out. You crack it open.
Such a simple idea.
Genius idea.
So much joy to so many people's lives, especially this guy. So his name's Gabriel. He's 60. Mm-hmm. He's actually a disabled combat vet who served for 32 years in the army.
Well done.
And every week he takes his wife out and they have their weekly meal at Charlotte's Red Bowl restaurant. And this time he had his fortune cookie. He opened it up and he thought, I'm going to do something with this, because normally you get a quote.
Yeah, that's right, or something about predicting the future or something like
correct.
That.
But they also tend to put the numbers down the bottom as well.
Right.
So little numbers as well. He thought, I'm going to use that, and I'm going to use them for my lotto ticket. He did. Boom, $4 million richer.
Oh, that hurts.
You're a lotto man.
I mean, you know what? Hearing that, he deserves it.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, he's been in the army. You know,
he's lived a great life.
Done well. Yeah, it does hurt. I'm not going to lie. I've been aiming for the lotto for a long time now.
Would you trust numbers off a fortune cookie?
I probably wouldn't put that two and two together. I would be like, maybe this is a lotto ticket opportunity. I'd be like, okay, I'd be more interested in what it said to me.
Well, some people have also had great things come off what's been said.
Right.
So a couple named Jim and Debbie, they'd been trying to start a family for 5 years. Oof. With no luck.
Oh, jeez, it can be tough, can't it?
They went out with friends for Chinese. They both got a fortune cookie, and it had the exact same fortune. No one else on the table had this one. It said, "You will live to a ripe old age, happy in the love and respect of many children." And they thought, hang on.
They both got it.
Both got the same one. They're like, many children, what's this? Next day, found out they're having twins.
Oh, no. Isn't that weird?
I know.
No, how does that work?
I don't know.
I mean, like, yes, it's a coincidence. But how did how they both it get it? And then,
the same time. No. Another girl, she was having Chinese at the airport. She got given her fortune cookie.
Yep.
And it said, the love of your life is right in front of you. When she was going through where they check your baggage, you know, you've got to take your little scissors out and everything. She accidentally walked into a guy.
No.
Now married.
That's weird. Well, do you think because she read it, she thought that was it straight away? I don't know.
I mean, it's quite a coinkydink. But how would you feel then? Because this is what another girl got.
Okay.
If you look at those situations.
So that's a good thing or a bad thing?
I'm not sure. So one girl got a cookie and it said, try another cookie. She tried another cookie. It was empty.
Right.
Went to get another. They'd run out. So she said for the rest of her life, she's never trusted a cookie. And she's like, what am I supposed to do?
Yeah.
Have this.
There's no,
there's no happy
there's no
ending.
Fortune.
Yeah, there's none. It's like, do you give up then or do you just continue?
Well, going off the others. I mean, I don't want to say anything bad here, but it's not looking great. Herbie and Josh on K-Rock 955.
Fresh for the drive home, Herbie and Josh.
Ooh.
On K-Rock 955.
There is a few issues dividing the interwebs at the moment.
Yeah, right.
Especially on our favourite website, Mumsnet.
Oh, it is just glorious, isn't it? I'm not convinced everyone on there is a mum, but, you know.
But because of this, I mean, I hate to do it, but I've got to call upon this guy.
In the K-Rock justice system, trivial and petty disagreements are considered a way of life. In Geelong, the shining light who diffuses these matters is known to have the utmost respect of his community. That beacon of hope is Judge Josh.
Wow. Your Honour.
Thank you. Finally get it right. Can you stand up straight too when you...
They don't say that, do they, in court?
Well, in my court, they do. So do
okay.
It.
Look, Your Honour...
Are you wearing shoes in this courtroom?
I don't actually have shoes on.
Oh.
Look, I've got some serious issues that aren't to do with myself.
Okay.
It's actually bigger issues.
Really?
Than no shoes in the courtroom. And I want to kick it off with one because this is between... A couple of girlfriends that have been friends for over 45 years.
45 years, big one then.
So their kids have grown up together and now one of the mums decided to go on a holiday with her family.
Yep.
They booked it. They realised they had an extra room in their accommodation, so they were going to Spain from London.
Lovely trip.
And so they offered the other kid from the other family to come on the trip.
Yep.
The mum said, yep. The mum paid for flights and gave him spending money.
Mm-hmm.
But when he returned, he said, oh, mum, they asked for £300 for my accommodation, so I had to pay for that as well. So the mum is not happy with her friend because she's charged her son, who's only young.
Unknowingly. How old was the son, did it
say? He was 14.
14, and they're asking him to...
Him to pay. Even though he's paid for his flights, he's paying for stuff as he goes, offering to shout a dinner here and there. And they already had people, like the room was already there. They didn't need to add anyone.
Yeah, this is a tough one. Just going through, you know, the case of tight ass versus heavy. I think that the family has to refund the money. Case closed. $300 back.
Tight ass family loses that one.
That's it.
All right. Next one, bit more of a bigger issue, I'd say.
Mm.
And I don't know how I feel about this, but a couple...
Mm-hmm.
They have just gotten engaged.
Yep.
And then the girl has found out that her fiance proposed with a ring that he bought for his ex.
Oh, jeez.
Mm-hmm. He was going to propose to his ex with it. He didn't. He saved it for her.
See, I see this a lot in my life.
Oh, do you?
Yeah, not just in the courtroom. And this is one of those ones that, you know, if you commit the crime, you know, just don't get caught. And unfortunately, he's been caught, busted. That's going to be a divorce.
Shouldn't be laughing. Sorry to them. Okay. Last one. You might have a bit of experience in this field.
Yeah.
I don't know the ins and outs of your relationship, but a mum is taken to mum's neck. She's not happy because her husband has asked for a day where he doesn't need to deal with the children.
Right.
He doesn't want to do childcare. He just wants to be away from the family.
Wants a day to himself.
Yep, and he thinks he deserves this because he earns more money.
Ooh. Well, there's some words that I can't say in this one, obviously. Look, we all want time away from the kids. You know, sometimes you get tired. You maybe want you
we get, all get tired.
But the thing is, it's your responsibility.
You also produce that kid.
Yes, absolutely. It's your responsibility until, I guess, well, the forever, really. But this guy's just a genius, isn't he? Because, like, hold on. She's a stay-at-home mum. Of course, you're going to earn more money there. I mean, you're an idiot. See you later. Have you, Josh and K-Rock 955.
Fresh for the drive home. Debbie and Josh. On K-Rock 955.
I just want to take a few minutes, Josh, to speak about Wordle.
Yeah, what is it?
I know.
I've heard so much about it, Wordle. I heard someone the other day saying, hey, I'm going to go home and play Wordle.
Yeah, my housemate.
I was like, what's that?
Goes and meets up with the guy she's seeing and they play Wordle. Like, it's a thing. I go, what is it? And basically all it is, it's a new app that someone's created and you can guess a word. You get six chances to guess a five-letter word.
Right.
That's it. That is it, Josh.
And it's obviously a bit of a brain teaser.
It's the same all around the world. You can all do it, like a workout from F45. It's all the same.
Mental, break a mental sweat.
I know.
I mean, if you're really into word games.
Which I get because I know people get excited by the, is it the nine-letter word in the paper? Which maybe would be the original Wordle, I guess.
Oh, okay. And then how many words you can get from that?
Yeah.
Those letters, yeah.
But I do find with this, because you and I, we didn't know anything about it. And then we've been reading about it more today because it's just been sold to the New York Times for a seven-figure sum.
Which is insane.
Yeah.
So I don't know how you make money from it. Obviously, advertising on the website or whatever.
Exactly. But I do think that news today has probably upset every Wordle fan out there.
Really?
Not because now that it's maybe a chance that there'll be a subscription, you've got to pay for it.
Or is it because it's like...
Because it's now mainstream.
Mainstream. Ah, yeah.
Don't you reckon?
Love how people get upset about people being successful.
Exactly. Exactly. Like, I can't do that anymore.
So mainstream now. What a sellout. Yeah, bro. He's got to eat.
Yeah. Like, I dare say. Now, and I may be categorizing here, but the person who loves Wordle also is a person who used to, and I'm going to put used to out there, brew their own kombucha with a SCOBY or SCOBY, whatever it's called.
SCOBY,
now because they're in the shops everywhere, we can't have that.
No, we can't. I'm not drinking kombucha now. No.
They're definitely your coffee percolator person in the morning. Wouldn't delve into a normal milk. That's just unheard of.
Well, these are people that play Wordle.
Yeah, I'm guessing. I don't know this. I'm just putting it out there.
Oh, this is the character that they are. Yeah,
this is what I think.
I get you. Now with you.
Podcast only?
Oh, of course.
Wouldn't be listening to us so we can say what we want.
That's right.
You know?
Of course.
They're like, what do you mean? Mainstream.
You work on radio. I actually don't listen to the radio. I love when they made that point.
Is there...
I don't listen to the radio.
There's commercials. I don't listen.
Okay, thanks for that.
I will not be watching the new Spider-Man film because it's a blockbuster and it's made so much money because it's so good. But I will go watch that independent film, which is terrible.
No one likes French films. You know what? I don't mind subtitles. There's some plenty of great TV series out there, like Squid Games and stuff. Love it. But French films, I don't get it.
I don't know. And they love it. And then you're probably wondering what job our Wordle fans out there are doing.
What are they doing?
They're just a professional student.
Oh.
They're on to their 75th different study because they can't figure out what they're wanting because they're working out Wordle
every day. Debating consciousness. Is it real? Is it a thing? Are we living in a simulation?
But I know we could be wrong. So
maybe we should give it a go first.
Yeah. Hit us up if we're wrong, but honestly, I think that's what's happening with Wordle.
Josh on K-Rock 955.
Fresh for the drive home. Debbie and Josh. On K-Rock 955.
This is a game where we work together, Herbie. We're not head-to-head. We are a team. We are one.
United.
We have to work out 10 celebrity names in 1 minute. I'll give you clues. I can't say like any names around that celebrity. You just have to work it out who it is.
Now, last week we got a little cocky.
Well, because we finally got one the week before.
And we thought we're going to get 10.
We're too good.
We didn't last week. So we just need to come in with our heads a bit more levelled.
That's right. So this one is based off the story we were just telling earlier. Celebrities that are already coming from wealth because a guy who's rich, doesn't have any kids, has now got an heir. Just adopted a 27-year-old.
Adopted an adult.
I mean, that's great. That's winning the lotto for that kid.
Yeah.
He's done well. Okay. 10 names, 1 minute on the timer. Let's see how we go for this week, Herbs. Are you ready?
A bit, like, I just get so nervous. I don't know why. I feel like a lot of money's on the table.
You wouldn't be good on hot seat or something like that, would you?
Well, no, we play it every Thursday and I'm terrible.
Yeah, all right, here we go. Okay. In 3, 2, 1, let's kick it off. Very good-looking man in a comedy movie. He was also, he produced a movie with a singer.
Brad Pitt. Oh, Bradley Cooper.
Yes, this guy, another great actor, good-looking guy.
George Clooney.
Had a song written about him because Taylor Swift, used to date Taylor Swift.
Oh, what's his name? Had the scarf, red
Donnie
scarf.
Darko.
So, Skip, I'll come back to him.
This lady was in a film with the first guy.
Angelina Jolie.
No, sorry.
A Star Is Born. Lady Gaga.
Yes. Singer red hair. Guy.
Guy. Ed Sheeran. I was going to say Betty Boop.
Comedian, he used to be fat, then he lost a lot of weight. He was in Superbad.
Jonah Hill.
Yes. Singer of a group. You only know his name. You don't know anyone else in
Justin
the group.
Justin Timberlake.
No.
Ronan Keating.
Maroon 5 is the band.
Adam Levine.
Yes. This lady was married to someone, left him for a pop singer. Earlier this year, last year.
Oh, J-Lo.
No, with Harry Styles, Olivia Wilde. We spent too long on the first one. Bradley Cooper, Jake Gyllenhaal.
Jake.
Ed Sheeran, senior red hair.
But I went to, was it Betty Boop or who's the singer from the cartoon with the red hair? Do you know who I'm thinking of?
Like...
Roger Rabbit, that's who I was thinking of in my head. The female from that.
She comes from a lot of money, does she?
I don't. Maybe in the cartoon.
Oh, my God, Adele, it's perfect for this, Herbie and Josh.
Fresh for the drive home, Herbie and Josh. On K-Rock 955.
A man that is worried about his lineage because he doesn't have any children and he's getting older and he wants to pass on his assets and his wealth and also just the history of the family to this person.
I understand that.
Mm. So he's actually the husband or widower of Zsa Gabor. She was an actress. She was on Gilligan's Island, I'm pretty sure.
I know Gilligan's Island.
Pretty sure she was in Nightmare on Elm Street. She was in a lot of great
big
films.
Back in the day.
Massive star. So she met this guy and then they've gotten together and they've built up a relationship and a lot of wealth. And he's actually technically a prince because he was adopted back in the day.
Really?
When he was like 35 and became a part of that lineage too.
I find that odd. And I think it's great to be adopted at any age, but 35?
Yeah. That's right. So he now wants to adopt. In fact, he's adopted a 27-year-old man to look after and become his heir to his throne.
Jeez, that's a good gig.
I reckon it's a pretty good get.
That is fortunate. Why can't we find this stuff, Josh? So why do we only read about it?
So you're happy to renounce your parents and just go, you know what? You didn't really provide enough for me.
I have asked questions about what's coming our way and maybe I need to start looking
I'm going with the prince. So basically what had happened is this guy was thinking, he's a part of a new TV series and it's called Adults Adopting Adults. So not just saying... that you have to adopt young kids. Yep. But it's like when you get older and you get a bit lonelier and maybe you want someone else in your life. Someone
which is
you
fair enough.
You know, have family events with. And
someone that can look after you and help you get old.
That's right. And so that's how this guy sort of got chosen as the heir to his throne because he was helping this guy cook, clean, do things around the house, etc.
But this is the thing. If it's part of a TV show, are you not putting it on a little bit? You'd be on your best behaviour, making sure that you're doing your best. And then once... filming stops, do you go, well, look, now I'm the heir. I don't need to try as hard.
I mean, if you think like that, maybe some people do. But I think he knew this boy beforehand.
Okay.
So what had happened was his father knew Van
Aanholt.
They're connected in some way. And then he was like, oh, okay, well, seeing as I'm hearing that you're about to adopt now, I'm going to throw my hat in the ring. You know, maybe I can be the heir for you.
I wonder what his dad thinks now.
I know. I just feel like it's a bit of a bit of a one finger salute. You know what I mean, to the family. But anyway, what's happened is he's going to be worth a few million. Like the other day, they sold their house for about $15 million, so about $21 million Australian dollars.
And you know that's probably only one of the houses.
And because this guy's a prince, there's no actual. Like, he hasn't got any powers or anything, but he can knight people.
Oh, that's fun.
He's from, like, a German prince or whatever. So he's been selling knighthoods for $50,000 to $100,000 to people and has apparently made about $15 million doing that.
That is incredible. And anyone had this opportunity.
So you can become a sir or whatever it is, sir or madam. Or
imagine that. Your friends come over. Madam. Who's going to get knighted tonight?
That's right. Who's paying the money? Show me the briefcase, you'll get a knighthood. But what I want to do because of that is this week's edition of Who Am I is celebrities whose parents were already rich.
Okay.
All right, we're going to put you to the test next. 10 names, 1 minute. Can we do it?
We can.
Oh, I'm buzzing. Let's do it. Herbie and Josh on K-Rock 955. Good afternoon, Joel and Steph Coates.
Fresh for the drive home. Herbie and Josh. Ooh, ooh, ooh. On K-Rock 955.
Yeah. Yeah.
All right, Herbie, love this. This is where we get your thoughts. Daily topics, yeah, nah, for no, nah, yeah, for yes.
Bring it on.
All right, let's kick it off with this one. Screenshotting a messenger conversation.
Yeah, nah. Or, nah, yeah.
Nah, yeah, why not? I love a good screenshot. I do get scared, mostly on Instagram, say it's someone's story, and I do screenshot them and send them to someone, and I go, oh, do they know? Do they get notified? Oh.
Yeah, well, you're about to get notified if something gets screenshotted on your Facebook Messenger. Apparently Meta is going to bring that out, so they'll notify the other person that something... Because I guess it's interesting, because you want to make sure that when you're having a conversation with someone that it's going to remain private, potentially.
Yeah. It depends on the circumstances, though.
Absolutely. If it's just a funny little...
Yeah, a funny photo that you've sent me and I can't, you know,
yeah, yeah. Whatever it is.
It's easy that
Interesting.
Way.
Interesting, but we'll see what happens with that.
Be careful online.
Bumper stickers.
Yeah, nah. Or, nah, yeah.
Nah, yeah. On other cars. I personally don't have any.
No.
But sometimes when you're going for a drive and you see some great ones, you just have a good chuckle and I think, well done you. There's some terrible ones out there. And don't get me started on those human figurines where it shows your family members.
Oh, yeah, yeah. That was a big craze, wasn't it?
That's a no.
Always interesting when the family broke up. So over in New Orleans, a huge issue with carjackings at the moment. So
really?
So there's some one person's created a bumper sticker saying, don't carjack me, kids inside.
Oh.
So isn't that, that's insane how much is happening over there. So they hope just trying any way to deter people from stealing their cars.
I thought for a second that the kids were inside and so you can't get them. Is that it?
Well, it's saying, like, don't steal my car, I've got kids in here.
Yeah.
It's a bit more of a serious thing to laugh about it, I would have thought.
Well, just
let's
don't
move on. Let's move on. Having a will.
Yeah, nah. Or, nah, yeah.
Third, nah, yeah. Definitely have a will. Mm. I got one a couple of years ago only because I found out that if you have any kind of money, and I in no way, shape or form have a sum to pass down to anyone, but if you don't have a will and something happens, then your family has to pay the court to get the money.
Oh, no, I better do one.
So you better. You've got kids. And millions of houses.
Shut up.
Sorry.
More people wrote a will. More people wrote a will last year when Prince Philip went into hospital than any other day in 2021.
Isn't that odd? Because it wasn't a shock that he was dying.
Yeah, I know. What about him was the picture of health? He thought, geez, if it could happen to him, yeah, it could happen to me. It's Herbie and Josh. K-Rock 955.
Fresh for the drive home. Herbie and Josh. Ooh, ooh, ooh. On K-Rock 955.